Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the emergency broadcast system. The CDC is advising that you stay in your homes at all.
Welcome to the forthcoming podcast, where everything is forthcoming.
That's right. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back again. Welcome, Bobby.
Welcome, Joel.
Oh, you're right there?
Yeah.
Welcome to the forthcoming podcast, where everything is forthcoming. Just like our episodes. You never know when you're going to get them anymore. Right?
Yep.
Right, Bobby?
Exactly, Joel.
All right. Good to see you again.
You as well.
Ben?
Sir?
Nice to be here.
Nice to be here.
Benjamin, welcome.
Welcome, Bobby. Thank you.
Welcome, Bobby. Welcome. How you doing, Bobby? Because you've been working like full weeks, so.
I know. It's been great, but it's been exhausting.
Yeah, you know, those people that work 40 hours in 5 days, it's exhausting. Not 30 hours in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days.
Or 50 hours in less than 48.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Didn't even flex any time off.
I know.
That's surprising.
I know, Bobby. It's like we got to check your temperature or something.
I know. You feeling all right?
Last week was just brutal, rough.
Because you had to work?
It was more than work.
It was manual labor.
Yes.
Bobby's not used to that.
How's the new house, Bobby?
Yeah, how is it?
It's great. I love it.
We've yet to see it, unfortunately. Yeah. All these other people have seen it, but yeah, Ben
nice
and
to,
I...
Be nice to get an invite
I've,
once in a while.
I know.
I have given you a standing invite, and you have yet to come by. Joel even has a key, and he has yet to come by.
Do I have a key? I don't think I ever got the code, did I?
You download the app and register.
Oh, well, just give it to us now.
You'll have the key.
Okay, I don't remember what app that was, but okay. Sorry. Well, I don't want to just barge into your house. That'd be kind of rude.
What is the August lock?
Didn't think that you would just barge in, but I mean, if I don't show for work, I could be... I don't know, rotting with maggots and...
Well, unlike other people, I leave that to the professionals to go check on you.
Yes.
I mean, good point. I try to call you, but or text you, and if you don't answer, that's probably when I, you know, set up a welfare check and...
Great caring work coworker.
We care. We don't know. But, you might be being held hostage by the Mexican cartel.
Yep.
Because you didn't shake hand with them.
Okay. But, you know... Even with that, you would have a key for the authorities.
The authorities? I think it'd be more fun for them to bust down the door.
Not my teal door.
You have a teal door?
Yes.
Why do you have a teal door?
It came with the house.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you going to paint it or are you going to leave
it
too?
No, I like it.
Okay.
They put a brand new side door on it, though.
And they painted it, right?
They're like, what color do you want it? I'm like, you know what? Do the same as the front door.
So you have two teal doors.
I do. Wow. And it actually looks really good.
If you say so. I haven't seen it yet, so there's that.
I can't tell you how many times I've, hey, come by.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
I get nothing.
I can count them on zero hands.
Or hand, however you want to put it.
Yeah, zero hand.
No, I distinctly remember saying, hey, come by whenever.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. Yeah, we'll do something some of these days.
You know, yeah, one of these days. We'll get together one day.
Yeah, one of these days, yeah. But... I do it all the time without any real intention of it happening. So you know what, Bobby? You're right, though.
Benjamin?
You've given us the standing invite, and one of these days we'll come over.
We will.
All right?
Benjamin? We will come for the tour.
What are you jazz-handing me?
Benjamin?
Benjamin.
Robert? It's all about the Benjamins.
Joel?
Who's that?
Come over.
Okay. There we go. We got our standing invite. Recorded. Live recorded on the air. So we can always go back to episode 15 and listen. Bobby gave us a standing invite. So when we show up.
Yeah, speaking of showing up, what's for breakfast tomorrow?
Bobby? Yeah. What is for breakfast? Maybe I'll come after the gym.
I'll probably already be at work.
What time you getting to work?
Probably 7:30.
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not.
Do we have news today, Bobby?
Not much news at all.
Do you want your intro or no?
Sure, it's more like a brief headline.
Got the right button. Unlike others, I know what I'm doing.
And now, news or headlines with Bobby.
So, today we're going to kind of hit on travel. And
come on!
It's actually the world's 10 most scenic airport landings for 2019. And out of...
Wait. Scenic airport landings?
You know, when you land on the runway?
Is the actual landing itself that becomes scenic? Because that sounds...
Or is it the area around that you're landing on?
We're talking about like the landing strip. Is it just because you don't know?
Oh, it's... It's... Yeah. I can't look at you. It's the actual surrounding...
That's what I asked. I don't know what's so funny about runways and tarmacs. I mean,
so a panel.
I can't. Bobby's self-destructing.
Neither of you. So a panel of travel experts and aviation fans and enthusiasts.
What makes them experts?
Participated in this annual poll. I didn't know it was a thing.
Obviously, it is.
But. This poll featured 129 different airports around the world and received over 7,000 votes.
All right, so what are the top 10?
Well, one of them is here in Florida.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. So, number one, let's go backwards. Number 10 is Aosta Valley Airport, Italy.
Okay.
Number 9, London City Airport, United Kingdom. 8, Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport, Canada. Number 7, Queenstown Airport, New Zealand.
I know someone who lives in Queenstown.
Oh, nice. Number 6, Wancho E. Darsquin Airport, Saba Dutch, Caribbean.
Okay. Sounds like a fun one.
Number 5, Princess Juliana International Airport, St. Martin. Number 4, Orlando Melbourne International Airport, Florida.
Really?
Which I didn't realize that it was a Orlando Melbourne.
I've been there though, and
I've never heard of that one. I've heard of Sanford and Orlando International, but number 3 is Nice Côte d'Azur, France.
It's Nice Côte d'Azur.
Thank you.
It's the Blue Coast.
Okay. Wait. Yeah. Number 2 is Barra Airport, Scotland. And
oh, want to fight.
One.
Can't fight. You have to stay here with your mother.
Number 1. Your mother. Drum roll.
Drum roll.
Rolling drums.
Rolling drums.
No!
Really? Sorry, I pushed the wrong button. Hey, and you're pulling my headphones in.
Number 1.
I don't have drum rolls. I don't know what to tell you.
Donegal Airport, Ireland.
Donegal. Okay.
They're always offering me lucky charms. Very nice.
Yeah, we apologize to any Irishmen out there.
I'm Scottish. So. All right. What else we got in headlines or news? Well, actually, before we get into that, Ben was mentioning something earlier to me about something about just outside of the one you were telling me about yesterday.
Oh, there's a mountain outside of Sacramento. You were thinking it was part of the Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. I don't know if it goes up that high or not, though.
Yeah, I don't know either. It just the U.S. has categorically the smallest mountain in the world. It's just outside of Sacramento.
That's interesting.
But nice. The weird fact is that it's just because of how the U.S. categorizes mountains. They say that from the base to the peak, it has to be... There's a minimum amount of feet of distance for it to categorize it as a mountain.
All right.
Hold on. I gotta do something for Bobby or he's going to have an additional aneurysm.
Well, you keep yanking it out of his ears.
I think you've done more damage than I have at that front, but let's not argue.
Yeah.
Let's be brothers, all right?
Just saying.
So this next one would fit you perfectly.
Fit me perfectly?
Yes.
I don't know about all that.
10 surprising places to surf year round.
Oh, okay.
So you got Yakutat, Alaska. You got Montreal. Cape Hatteras, North Carolina.
Yeah, I know about that one. The other two sound terribly cold and not going to happen.
I can't wait for this name. Go ahead, Bobby.
Reykjavik Peninsula, Iceland.
Okay.
Montague, New York.
It's Montauk, New York.
Bondurant Island, or Ireland, excuse me.
Ireland.
Santa Cruz, California.
I'm very familiar with Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
You know what else Santa Cruz is known as? It's called the Red Triangle. You know why?
I do not.
Because that's where the great white sharks go. And it's like in a triangle area there in California. That's where I used to surf.
So why is it red?
Because they attack people and you turn red from the blood.
Okay.
Sweet.
Is that really why? Or?
Yeah, really.
Oh, okay. I kind of had a feeling, but...
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, it's a good guess. It's a good guess.
So, Narragansett, Rhode Island. Nazaire, Portugal. Tofino, Canada.
No.
I think the list ends.
I think that's like the coldest places to surf. That's what it sounds like.
It's got it listed as year-round at surprisingly moderate climates.
Yeah.
Alaska?
Well,
it's moderate if you're an Eskimo.
Well, you know, if you go to like Vancouver or Victoria Island in Canada, they actually don't get the same weather.
Yeah.
Those are little pockets of, differentiated climate.
Well, that's pretty cool. What else you got for us, Bobby?
That's about it for this week.
Well, today's a big day.
Is it?
Yes. For those of you out there that are baseball fans, today is...
Oh, opening day.
Opening day of Major League Baseball, which is awesome if you're a baseball fan like
go
myself.
Go Sox.
What? Did you say go Sox?
Red Sox?
You can walk out of here right now. You can walk out of here. I cannot stand the Red Sox or the Yankees. Why would you be a Red Sox fan? You grew up in Florida.
Yeah, that's my second favorite team.
Compared to?
The Rays is number one.
Well, yeah, the Rays had a really good year last year, and they looked to have a good year this year as well. But did you know this is the earliest that Major League Baseball has had an opening day?
Usually it's the first weekend in April. Like the 3rd, 4th, around that time frame.
So March 28th is the earliest that they've ever started Major League Baseball. And actually, last week, I believe, maybe earlier this week, it was kind of the kickoff because the Oakland A's played the Seattle Mariners in Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, wow.
Kind of to kick it off. And it was kind of cool because I'm sure you've heard of Ichiro Suzuki.
Mm-hmm.
He played for the Mariners and he officially retired. He went because they played over there. He was playing for Seattle. So he officially retired in his home country, which was kind of cool because he played years before over there before he played over here.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, and what they did was really cool too because like all the players came off the field and he stayed out there for one of the innings so all the fans could cheer him on and everything and congratulate him on a good career because he was a great player.
Nice.
Sure, he's a future Hall of Famer. And that guy could hit. So fun to watch. He was a fun player to watch.
So I know you are the type that I could say any city or any team and you could tell me exactly where it is. And
yeah.
I think that's with any sport because you're that good.
Maybe not hockey, but baseball, football, basketball, yeah.
So baseball, San Jose Padres?
No, San Diego Padres. There's the San Jose Giants, which is a minor league team affiliate with the San Francisco Giants. And there's been some scuttlebutt because the Oakland A's want to move to Fremont and the San Jose Giants kind of consider that market place because it's closer to San Jose. So there's talk about that because their lease with the Oakland Coliseum is running out. And that is more of a football stadium, but the Raiders are moving to Las Vegas in a couple of years. So,
okay.
You're welcome. Sorry.
No, we can count on you, though, for this stuff.
Yeah, I'm the sports absolutely. Junkie. It's also March Madness time.
And that's unusual because I have not heard you talk about it at all this year. Usually, can't wait to get home, your bracket, you got to watch this. Stopped talking.
I'll just tell you this. My bracket got busted the first day, so there was that. I don't know how many teams we're down to now.
So is that why you haven't been talking about it?
Yeah, I mean, I've followed it, but not real, real close. But now that we're down to 16 teams, I'll probably follow a little bit closer. I think I had the games on last week. Yeah, what are we down to now?
Yeah, it's just unusual that you talk about it every single year and you haven't mentioned it.
It's March Madness. Just keep going.
So what was that? What was it? Who posted that on the Twitter account?
Which one?
There was a tweet just recently on this most recent tweet on our account.
It was probably me.
Okay.
Was it the baseball one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
It was an injury to Wayne.
Okay, okay.
We can delete it.
No, no, no. I don't mind it being there. I just wasn't sure how it got there.
It was this dude. Yeah, so a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Very good.
Sports, if you're a big sports fan like myself. Baseball starting. Are. Don't mention the Boston Red Sox. I can't stand them.
Or the Yankees.
Or the Yankees. Out of all the baseball teams, those are the two that I can't stand the most.
Wow.
Most other ones I can deal with.
You don't mind the Mets?
I don't mind the Mets. No. No. I actually like David Wright when he played. He was a good player. Gary Carter, years ago, the catcher that played for him, ended up with a brain tumor. I don't know if he's still alive or not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was an excellent, excellent player.
The Mets and the Cardinals were rivals there for a long time.
Cardinals. I actually don't mind the Cardinals so much because Tony La Russa, that was the manager of the Oakland A's, after he left the A's, he went and managed the Cardinals. And that's when Mark McGwire actually left. He left Oakland after he, you know, pumped up on steroids and then went to the Cardinals, and you know, it was even Jack Moore and him and Sammy Sosa were seeing how much droids they could use to hit home runs.
Knock home runs out of the park, yeah.
I remember growing up and my grandma was a huge Cardinals fan. And there was one player, I think it's a nickname. That's all I can remember. I don't remember his name, but
Ozzie Smith?
The Wizard.
I don't remember his name.
You said it was a nickname. I was trying to
His nickname was the Wizard, if it was Ozzie Smith.
I'm looking for the Penguin.
The Penguin?
Yeah.
Penguin.
Well, let's figure that one out.
Is it a Cardinal?
Cardinals. So speaking of baseball, remember Sandlot?
You're killing me, Smalls!
Forever. Yeah.
So did either of you like that movie?
No, yes. I've never heard of it.
I highly doubt that.
Anyway.
Any rate, so you hear they're talking about making a new one, but with the same cast as adults.
Yeah, I heard about that. And I just don't know about that. If you've seen these guys now, I don't think it'd work out quite right.
Yeah.
Because even like the second one wasn't.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
It wasn't as good as the first one. I don't even remember the second one. But I know they made it.
Recall the second one, but the first one I absolutely loved.
I don't see anybody nicknamed Penguin with the Cardinals. You sure it was baseball, not football?
No, it was baseball.
Interesting.
Because it was always on TV, and we'd always have to watch spring training, and then
Didn't the Cardinals go down to Jupiter in spring training? Is that Jupiter, Florida?
Where is it, Jupiter, Florida?
Yeah, good job, Bobby.
I don't know where their spring training is.
I believe it is.
I think it is, because Florida is full of spring training.
Oh, yeah.
Spring training, and there's...
Hey, Siri, where does the Cardinals play for spring training?
Where does?
The Cardinals-Marlins preseason game was played at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida.
Just kidding.
Okay, can you kill that?
Okay, stop. Game was played at... Stop.
That was a lot of information for one question. Yeah, we're down to the Sweet 16.
But there we have it, Jupiter, Florida.
Oh, and also in 2 weeks, if you're a golf fan, do you know what happens in 2 weeks?
PGA?
The Open?
Augusta. The Masters.
Oh.
Valspar was just here this past weekend.
Oh, okay. Masters is the big one in Augusta.
Yes.
You only know
green jackets.
Yeah, they get the ugly green jackets. So, funny enough, that's one weekend of every year that I play golf. I play golf twice a year. That's one of the weekends because it coincides with the conference that I go to every year. Super exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
You still need to go to the driving range with me.
I do.
I don't mind playing golf. I don't really like to spectate it.
Yeah, spectating is not quite enjoyable. I know some guys that'll watch it on TV, but and I know there's a lot of people the same way with baseball.
No, I don't.
Because some people, I'm not like that with baseball.
Really?
I love to sit. I can sit through baseball and watch a whole game and find it enjoyable. Even if it's a slow paced game, I can sit there and watch it because I played so many years.
I love hockey, but it gets a little boring after a while.
I can't watch hockey on TV. Like, if I go to the arena, that's fine, but watching on TV...
Watching it live is awesome. I'll watch a game here or there on TV, but when it comes down to the championships...
Stanley Cup.
Yes, that's when I really have to watch it.
Especially with the Lightning in our era here.
Yes.
That are doing so well.
Lightning Capital, for that matter.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Watch that, too. So... We done with news? Any more news? Or are we finito?
I think we're finito for this week.
Que bueno. What's new with you, Ben?
Not much. Well, we're all working on the same project here at our job. Yeah. And that, trying to get internet installed in the house.
Yeah.
If you're in the wild open west area of internet influence, just weigh your options carefully, really carefully.
Speaking of, did your issue get fixed last night?
Nope.
It did not.
Oh.
They're supposed to be coming back tomorrow. I'm getting a credit from the salesperson. Either way, he said whether I canceled or not. Which I don't know what that means. If I cancel it, what credit am I going to get? Yeah. But whatever. He said I'd get it. I said thanks. So, yeah. But I still don't have internet at the house.
Yeah, so everybody, Ben just switched his ISP provider. And he got a...
Isn't that redundant?
Yes. Internet service provider.
It's like when people say PIN number.
Yeah.
Did you want to finish the story?
Sure.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead, Bob. You tell my story.
So, nothing like getting a new provider, having it all hooked up, and then within an hour or two of them leaving, you have no service. Or it's very spotty.
Yep, that's what happened.
And I mean...
You have got to be kidding.
I know, right? I'm not. You know, I think Benjamin was a little irritated yesterday, and I know he had a few kind words on the phone with him.
Yep. Well, that's yours.
That's mine.
Dang it.
Yeah. Well, you take my food, so why not my drink, too?
Just one complaint after another. Speaking of complaints, send them, please, to...
forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com. Attention, Bobby.
Oh, speaking of email, have we heard from Popoff again?
No. I think his Grammarly subscription ended, so his grammar on the last one was terrible. And he never responded. I wrote him back, and he never responded.
I'm getting letter after letter at home now. Yeah. Thanks to Bobby.
Yeah. I haven't got any more here recently.
I got one with this very minuscule amount of sand in it, and it was supposed to be, I don't know if it was supposed to be Jerusalem sand or something.
Was it black sand?
No. No, it was just grainy little.
Oh, so you haven't got my black sand then yet?
No. is that racist?
No.
That's bananas, Bobby. Bananas. Speaking of bananas, did you know that bananas are radioactive?
Actually, I did know that.
They have potassium.
Yeah.
Potassium's radioactive. Also, did you know that, can you guess what the number one country that produces bananas in the whole world is? Make a guess. You're never going to guess this. I mean, you really aren't, but try. Just give it a shot. Antigua? What about you, Joel? Make a guess.
I'd say the U.S.
Iceland.
That is crazy.
Iceland.
I would have never guessed that.
They've got enough volcanic, you know, area, and with the residual heat and the fertilization that the volcanic soil produces, they are the number one producer of bananas.
Very interesting.
And then second to that, the number one importer-exporter of bananas is Ireland. Ireland buys, once a year, there's a multinational company based in Ireland that buys the entire crop once a year of Belize bananas.
And wow.
And then trades them out throughout the world, you know, distributes them after that. But they're the number one importer-exporter. You got all these, like, South American nations. You know, you've got all these places where these things grow, and all these islands, too. And you've got Iceland producing the majority of the world's bananas. Just interesting fact.
Yeah.
Maybe that is very interesting.
Maybe we'll make a new segment. I'll do an interesting fact segment.
Not
about facts with Ben.
Oh yeah, I'll make a jingle for it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. We all have jingles.
That'll be forthcoming, guys.
Forthcoming.
So, seeing the money up there from our good friend Shane.
Yeah,
thank you, Shane.
Loyal listener. I was given some coin, I don't know, a few weeks ago from another listener.
You were?
I was.
What, did they chuck it at you?
So
some coin?
Yeah. So,
like coins or cash?
A coin.
Hit me right in my kidney.
So I do have it in my office for you.
What kind of coin are we talking here? Like,
it's a nickel.
Wow. Don't overdo it. I mean, we appreciate anything, but a nickel. Is it a plug nickel?
Hey, Senator, don't you go with your plug nickel?
Your wooden nickel?
No.
It's a buffalo nickel? Three-legged buffalo nickel? You know, that's an old con to scratch the leg off a buffalo.
I didn't know that.
Try to sell a...
Speaking of cons and buffaloes... You like this story.
It's quite a segue.
Well, you know, like, I grew up in California, and there's cows on the hills or mountains. Some people here probably call them mountains because we live in Florida now, and everything's flat. But there, you look anywhere, and you see hills. and you see cows on the hills. Well, there was this one girl, and we're looking at the hill, and there was cows there. I'm like, you know how the cows are able to stay on the hill without falling over? And she kind of looked at me. She's like, no, how? I'm like, well, you see, on one side of their body, their legs are shorter than the other, so that way they don't tip over, and they're able to walk fine and just stay straight up. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. The only bad part is they like have to walk all the way around the whole range before they can, you know, the whole hill.
They can only walk in one direction.
They can only walk in one direction. The sad part is she actually believed it.
Wow. And you're thinking about
it. I didn't tell her later. Look, I was just joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See how that segue from the three-legged buffalo.
The buffalo con? Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
So is your garage empty?
Once again,
it has garage things in it.
Boxes.
Garage things.
Washer, boxes.
Dryer.
Boxes.
Folks.
A shelf.
For those of you that don't know him, this is how Bobby gets out of answering questions.
Yes. You ask a direct question, you get like, it's like talking to a kid that's trying to stay out of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Did you brush your teeth? Well, I was in the bathroom. That's not what I asked. Did you brush your teeth? Well, I picked up my toothbrush.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like somebody I had asked one time, did you even work on it? Well, I opened it.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember running my toothbrush under the water just so it was wet.
I used to go in my room and just turn on the vacuum and just leave it turned on.
Yeah. Yeah, I took care of it.
I mean, I was younger then, so.
The lazy way that kids get out of cleaning.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in the long run, though.
No.
They don't seem to learn it.
I learned it quick because my mom was like a neat freak. Like, when I was a kid, your room had to be pretty much spotless, bed made. Clothes in your drawer had to be folded nice. Your closet had to be nice. Everything hung up. So,
you know why now, right?
Yeah. It's
because she felt she would have to do all that if you didn't do it.
No, I'd still have to do it.
No, I'm saying she felt she would have to. She if she were to keep her room, I'm sure she kept hers meticulous too.
She still does.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We laugh because, like, she has a friend coming up in a few weeks, and she was talking about how she got to get the house ready. I'm like, Mom, you can eat off your floor. It's so clean. And what do you have to get prepare my dad for it? Because so he'll behave himself.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's more like
that's probably more like it.
That's a psychological event right there.
That's every time I see my dad, I'm like, Dad, you behaving? He's like, no, it's no fun.
Yeah, yeah. You know, your dad never will be.
No, never met a stranger. And like I think I was telling Ben the other day, it was a few weeks ago, my dad told me, he's like, I tried to be normal once.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the worst 2 minutes of my life. So my dad is a character.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a great guy. But he's something else.
Speaking of something else.
Yes, Benjamin.
Let's get back to the garage boxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you have anything else about this this garage full of garage stuff? Is your car parked there?
Well, it's out back right now at work.
No, when you get home. Do you open your garage, pull in, close your garage, turn off your car? And then get out of it?
Not recently, no.
Have you been able to park in there since you moved in?
Yes.
Other than the day that you closed?
Yes.
And the day after?
About 3 weeks after.
3 weeks after.
No.
No, because it's like, it's been about a month now. What day did you close?
It will be, we're going on 2 months.
Has it been that long?
Has it been that long? Yeah. Well, we don't get a record. Like,
we never record. Yeah, we still don't.
You still haven't showed up.
I know. We just now got invited.
So. We will show up. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe
tomorrow. When is tomorrow? Friday?
Yeah. What's for breakfast?
Yeah.
You never answered.
Bacon? Eggs?
I think I have 2 eggs left and some corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash.
Mm. Stuff looks and smells like dog food.
It sounds disgusting.
I'll get a sunny side egg up, put on it.
Sunny side egg up?
With Sunny D?
Let the
gives you solar energy.
Yolk just gush all over it. Oh my goodness.
Can you make a Ritty Fritty Fresh and Tooties?
I don't have that in stock.
Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just switching it up.
My mom gets so mad at me because I'll go up there and I'll see a can of beans or something up there and you know, I just start, you know, packing up. This isn't your grocery store.
Yeah, who does? Mama?
Say, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait, Mama?
No, not Mama.
Oh, your mother?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Mama.
Yeah, well,
but I decided I'm going to host Easter this year.
Okay.
With your parents' food?
No, I'm planning on buying a ham and
Just don't get canned ham because it's kind of nasty.
No, I want to do a honey baked or whatever it's called. So
honey baked is a ham. They're pretty good. I think Cracker Barrel actually does one too.
Hmm. Like a take home ham?
Yeah. They'll do it for you. My brother-in-law got one. Publix and I don't know if Publix does a cooked one. They probably do.
I know they do like the turkeys for Thanksgiving and like a box of sides. But
yeah, that's what I say. You can get like a prepackaged. I don't recommend doing that though.
No.
Because you get what you get with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you learn how to make it yourself, it might be a disaster the first time or two. I don't know. Unless you get someone helping you.
Actually, I smoked a turkey for Thanksgiving on the grill.
Turkey's good. That's right. I forgot about that. Didn't you smoke something else too?
No.
Or you grilled something or you did something. It was another item. Maybe that was Christmas. You had two meals or something.
Well, we had two turkeys on Thanksgiving because we had one that was in the freezer for a long time. So that's the one I smoked just in case it didn't come out. Wouldn't that be that big a deal? But it came out really good. It was actually better than the oven one.
Oh, yeah, that could happen.
Well, I mean, it depends on your personal taste too. I just like the taste because I use hickory and applewood chips. So it's really good.
Do you have a smoker?
No, I did it on a gas grill.
Oh, yes, right. You told.
And got like one of those disposable bread pans, put the chips in there, turned the burner on the one side, covered it with tin foil, poked holes in it, set there, and I put a little water in the bottom of the pan of the turkey just so it wouldn't dry out. Yeah. And then, you know, put butter. I think we just put salt and pepper on it. Actually came out pretty good. I was surprised. I was kind of worried because I read some things, but it was done within like 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
It's making my mouth water.
Yeah, I'm hungry now. It's better than what you got to eat over there.
Subway.
That reminds me.
What?
No, it just reminds me.
Do you have a grill?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a grill?
I still have my grill, my old house.
You haven't brought it down yet?
I have not.
How much is left at that house?
My grill.
That's it?
Yes.
That's good.
And your handyman. You've left him over there. All right.
You said Subway.
To me, and you won't go out with me. I say, why? Then you say, it's because I work at Subway. You
don't. I've never heard that. Like
my favorite comedian. We've talked about him.
Is that Hawkins?
That is Hawkins.
Yeah.
He is a hilarious dude. Funny enough, I was sitting next to a guy last night, and he started singing his version of Hey There, Delilah.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
Oh, yeah. He talks about it's like Samson's version of their... Hey there, Delilah, if you know anything about the Bible.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Right, I'm sure you've heard the original of this song, right, Bobby?
Yes, I have.
This one is Samson's version.
Hey there, Delilah, this is your ex-boyfriend, Samson, and I know you thought that lifting weights made me so buff and handsome. You were wrong. It's cause I let my hair grow long. That makes me strong. Hey there, Delilah, you came in while...
There you go, folks. Look it up on your own.
Yeah, let's not get sued for any royalty infringement there.
Yeah. Well, we told him who it was. So.
Oh, I know. We probably did that.
And we do have some money.
Yeah, we have $8.299.
Yeah,
so.
If you ever want to sue us, just
five,
make sure. Yeah.
$0.05.
Understand our cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone pelted Bobby with a nickel, so...
Now, if you want to be a sponsor, you can go on the Anchor app and sponsor us. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
Nice. Help us with our lawsuit.
That we hope never to have.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can go on our GoFundMe that has zero money in it, too, which is hilarious. I totally forgot about it. I'm like,
I don't know. It's kind of a badge of honor. No one funded us anything.
It's hilarious. We weren't expecting much anyway. I mean, and if anybody ever talks to us and we mention this little podcast that we have, that's one of our caveats. Just if you listen, don't expect much. It is what it is. Enjoy, but don't expect much.
Yeah,
I think we should get a shirt that states, you know, GoFundMe accrued
zero
to whatever date zero. I did it on my own. You know,
or like those old was it Visa, the priceless ones, or MasterCard?
Oh yeah,
where they
yeah,
have
yeah.
the
yeah yeah. Let's say like a
GoFundMe zero.
Yeah,
priceless MasterCard.
Yeah, it's MasterCard.
Anchor app, $2.99. Our Anchor sponsorship's $2.99.
Is it $2.99 now?
Yeah, it's up to $2.99.
Wow. Is it capped?
No, no. Okay, they just got now, if you go to cash out, they take 25 cents out of it, but whatever.
Did we shake hand on that?
I don't know. It's just in there, so.
Yeah, we're getting free money.
Yeah.
Why are we complaining?
Yeah, we'll put our Flipboard sponsor in there. Yep. Maybe we'll find a new one day. Shane talks about someday, you know, he's always thinking of something else. So maybe I'll sponsor you when I start my new business. So maybe you will. Maybe you will.
Well, I mean, so far he's done so well.
he's our biggest sponsor so
yeah,
far.
Yeah.
He, Anthony, and I were talking about doing a startup of a business.
Is Anthony the one that threw the Nicolet?
No.
Was it Edward?
No.
Who was it? Oh, Tamalina?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tamalina likes to throw some money.
Thank you, Tamalina.
Yes. Well.
We're grateful for every cent.
It's about time to wrap it up. Any parting words, Bobby?
Well, I just discovered something the other day, so I just want to thank all of our listeners from all over the globe. That was kind of pretty cool to see.
Analytics that Anchor just started, which is pretty cool, yes.
So, you know, Sweden and Australia and all those places out there, thanks for listening.
All those places.
Et si vous voulez traduction, laissez-moi savoir.
Oui.
He says the duck is orange and it wants to fly away.
I said, if you want translations, let me know.
I have no idea what he said.
J'aime mon petit chou.
I'll stop.
Okay. Anyways, any other parting words, Bobby?
Again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Let's hope, because I'm tired of doing, like, sporadically. We lose listeners that way.
Yeah.
Parting words, Ben?
None other than thanks for those that stuck it out, and we'll do better.
Yes, we will do better, Bobby. So, again, thanks for listening. Obviously, you knew where to find us. You can always email us at forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com. Complaints, attention, Bobby, as always. And the Twitter, at forthcomingpod1. And then Facebook, I don't even look at that, so I don't know. But thanks for listening. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.